All right, Kay, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, thank you for joining me at this pick apart junkyard.
Oh, I love to pick parts.
Picking parts is my favorite part of repairing a car.
It's my favorite part. I don't even repair a car.
Yeah, no, I just want to pick a part. There's so few avenues for exercising agency.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. We really need to, I'm fucking desperate. I have a paint mortar here from the local paintball place. And I've paid some kids to go and put some games in cars. I wanted to fire off this paint mortar. We're going to see what it marks.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch something.
Yeah. Desperate for dopamine. Please give it to me. Yeah. So let's fire this mortar here. Okay. All right. Yeah. No. Let's walk out there. Let's see which one it marked.
Okay. Well, let's have a nice little stroll in the junkyard.
Yeah. Why not?
Let's get some steppies.
Look at the industry. Scout locations for shooting Northwestern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It landed on
perfectly good basketball half.
That's a dump. A junkyard's a different thing. And a pick apart junkyard's a completely different thing.
Do you think there's not going to be a basketball half in this?
Okay.
Of course there's going to be a basketball half. Do you think none of these cars had half basketballs in them?
Okay, the paint landed on a white van, and it's we're playing a white van racer.
It's kind of like white van racist, though, as you learn more about it. This is interesting. This game is, for being a game that is exactly what it is, sounds like, it's so much more interesting than the last thing we recorded about.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking nuts. My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And welcome to Abject Suffering, /us.
Yeah. And this week we are talking about White Van Racer. This is a Kay pick. I've had this sitting on my list for a while. It's just an image that I have saved and favorited on my phone that I look at. The cover for this.
It's a really good image.
It's an incredibly good image. And I'm thinking, we're going to have to do this for Abject Suffering eventually because I want to know what it is, but I also want us to avoid like the easy, cheap kind of crass jokes about child abduction and molestation.
Oh, that's surprisingly easy in this.
Yeah.
Because like, one, this is just... So first of all, we'll establish some facts here.
Yes.
White vans exist.
White vans do exist. They are, anonymous for industrial use. They're meant to be wrapped. They're meant to have like a logos applied.
You don't have to, but you can. Like they're made for that kind of thing. They exist. This game is one where the various types of white vans that exist race.
They all gather together. Imagine it's zoo race, except instead of animals.
Yeah. Truck birthday. Honk, honk, beep, beep. Two... this is a white van guy is a like a slurlet or something in Britain.
Yeah.
Which I had no idea until I started looking into this. Like a white van man means something as British slang. I watched a fucking news report of like a guy explaining what this is, and it has British nationalist undertones to it. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's nothing that the British loathe more than laborers and possibly small business owners.
Yeah, they're working class, like chimney sweeps, basically. Yeah. They're not into chimney sweeps.
Nope.
They never have been, and the modern chimney sweeps are now white van guys.
Uh-huh.
They drive around and do working class stuff, and they're considered to be, like, what were the fucking words? It's like rude, racist, and stuff. And they show in this news report, they had a bunch of British nationalist flags.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and no, stuff. Just the BNP, whatever, the red and white flag kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah, like the one that is, you know, it's not for Britain, it's for England specifically, which is a distinction that they care about.
Yeah, which is very cute.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Normal Island continues to be normal. Uh-huh. But just this idea that, like, that is associated with racism there. Like, what a weird thing. Like, I think softly in the United States, we might think that like a working class person might be more likely to be racist at a certain point in our history.
Yes.
Like that was definitely an idea, like a stereotype that we had at some point that has lost some cachet.
Like a lot of things. There's like a flip, right? There was an inversion at a certain point in history. And like, yeah, there is like the petit bourgeois, but like most of the people at Jan 6 were like car dealership owners, right? Like higher scale, like somebody who's just like a locksmith and goes around. It's a roll of the dice.
But right? likely just to be a guy. It's the difference between a truck and like a big dumb Amero truck.
Yeah.
Like they both are kind of shaped like trucks, but one of them is for a certain type of guy and the other one's for a normal.
Yeah.
You know, and this game supposes, what if they got into a race?
Yeah.
Why not? maybe they would. What if all these jobs got into a race? What if like a plumber and like a sump pump guy and like a guy who rents wheelbarrows all got into a race?
Typically perceived as a selfish, inconsiderate driver who is mostly a petite bourgeois and often aggressive. Okay, so like I'm completely confused about this because it's not just that it's working class. I have no idea what their fucking read is. I just know that this is imbued with a lot of meaning that is possibly beyond my grasp.
Yes, it was. I would love to hear from somebody.
Yeah,
is somebody who is like, no, this is a stereotype. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Here's a no. It's one of the true ones. Tell us if it's a good one. Or just like what? How did this come up contextually in culture?
Yeah, because stereotypes about the ways that people who own and drive certain cars, the ways that they behave on the road, not unfounded and not uncommon either, right?
Sure.
Like for a long time, like if there was a BMW on the road, I'd be like, I need to steer clear of this guy because he does not consider me to be a human being, right?
And across the pond, this was a thing that people thought about these vans.
Yeah.
Like the description of this on GameVax, it's your turn to be the infamous white van man. Instead of just being an innocent road user on the receiving end of their crazy driving.
Yeah.
White van racer puts you in the driving seat for some seriously madcap racing, road hogging, pushing and shoving through rolling countryside, country lanes, and mountain roads. From ice cream vans to burger vans to plumbers and window cleaners, choose your vehicle and take some truly insane opponents in the tournaments, time trials, and quick races.
Yeah.
Those opponents aren't that insane. It's just also an ice cream driver.
Yeah, yeah. And like everybody's driving irresponsibly because in this world, the roads are incredibly narrow.
Yeah, very narrow, and it's only top-heavy vans. But I've never been in a car and been like, man, this guy's a fucking plumber. This guy drives like a plumber.
No.
So what I had a weird thing to say.
So I had this backward. I thought people were looking down on the white van.
They are.
As being like, but it's high class people looking down at, basically what I'm trying to say is who does everybody think is an immigrant in this situation? it's like what I'm trying to map onto, right? Because that is the prejudice that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, that's you projecting our American prejudice onto another country.
But like, also, you're saying Britain is normal about immigrants.
Extremely normal. No, it's in this case, this is a working class people. Uh-huh. Who have this, who are considered bad,
mm-hmm.
and are also, this is their stereotype, not mine, also they don't like immigrants.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, it'd be our equivalent of like white trash.
Okay.
You know,
driving
these vans because they work as plumbers and ice cream men instead of working as like barristers and the queen.
Yeah.
And the good jobs you can have in Britain.
Right. Instead of being impresarios. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what have they raced? I don't know. I don't hate this. I kind of had a fun time racing around in this dumb van.
Yeah.
It controlled bad, but I was like, yeah, what? This is what it says. It's very honest.
It's a joke game, right? Like everything is very slow. Like it is boring, but I don't hate it.
Yeah. Did not hate it. The developer made so many fucking things.
Uh-huh.
In 2004, they made something like 50 games.
Yeah.
Including one called the Mouse Police.
I love like, that. That yeah. is so that is so delightful.
The cheese store has been robbed. This is a case for Agent Chester. Like, we have to do the entirety of the Phoenix Games
miniseries. Oh no, that's the publisher. The developer is Tuna Technologies. They made relatively fewer things. I think Phoenix they're responsible for Snow White and the Seven Clever Boys.
Yes, love those clever boys.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a bunch of, let me see the most recent thing. They made games up until the Wii.
Huh.
Yeah. Good for
Wait
them.
A minute. First game that Phoenix has published, 1995, Baldi's.
Oh, Baldi's.
Yeah.
For Baldi's Basics. Hey-o.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So people from Britain need to chime in, because I still don't think I understand it.
No, it's fairly confusing. It's kind of both.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a racism in class, like racism outward, classism is inward,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. Huh. I just like, okay, White Van Racer, what could this possibly be? Oh, it's just a really slow racing game. That's, you know, kind of a joke. Had no idea that we were walking into something so freighted.
Yeah. Kind of a joke, and then also like a joke that, but not for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not on us or for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not racing courses, you're just racing like one way kind of like routes.
Yeah, kind of down a street.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an outdoor street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just looking for anything in this. I did not want to drive like an ice cream van or like a plumber's van. That's pretty. The vehicle that called out to me was Matt 98.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what does that mean? And it's just a white van.
VHS tape you find when you move into a house.
Like 97% chance this is just a home movie. Like, this
it's
is
the beginning of Bring Her Back to Bring Him Back.
Like, bring back Matt.
Yeah.
Bring Matt back, please.
Bring her back to Matt's tale.
Yeah. Just a dirty white van that somebody has used their fingers to write in the dust, mm-hmm. on the back. The left panel says "Clean Me." Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You gotta love that. The right panel concerningly says "Matt, they do it on purpose."
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
That's some real video game graffiti. That's some real like Dead Space 4. Like, you see that written up like next to "take their limbs off" or whatever.
Yeah, there's a vague menace to it.
There's a lot of menace to it. It's we didn't want to make the child molester joke in this. It's interesting though to me, mm-hmm. that is our stereotype.
Yes.
Like, if you hear white van here, that is all you, like, I was searching for white vans online.
You think of the white van and candy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all that. There's like a bunch of jokes, like somebody wrote, you know, shiny Pokemon inside, stuff like that. Like things to lure children.
Yes.
Into a white van. Whereas any van would work.
It could just be like an Astro line kind of deal. Yeah.
Honestly, it could be like a box on wheels. Like, uh-huh. It doesn't need to have a motor. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Why would you invest in a van for this?
I think it is just the anonymity of it. Like, it's a white van. Like, for as much as people have that association for them, there are a bunch of them around, and if you just say, oh, he was driving a white van, that could be literally fucking anything.
That's true.
Whereas if it's a, you know, like a green Jaguar, well, there are only so many of those around. Like, we can do a hard target search on that.
If you're in England, they're like, oh, this guy is rude, low-class nationalist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it narrows it down even further.
Right. We're trying to find a rude, low-class nationalist in Britain.
In a normal island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, it's weird to me. I understand that it's kind of semi-anonymous as a thing, but now it's kind of gone the other way. Like, it's so associated with diddling that, like, you know, it's no longer anonymous. Like, if you were a plumber, uh-huh. I feel like you'd want to get a wraparound for your van right away.
Immediately, yeah, no, if you're riding this thing naked. No. This might be an opportunity, though.
Okay, tell me more.
I mean, if we wanted to get into PR business, there are probably a lot of manufacturers who make white vans that need, it's an opportunity for image rehabilitation. I think that'd be really valuable.
What about an off-white van?
Oh, a little bit classier.
Yeah, like an eggshell vans. Mm. A white van means a certain kind of thing.
Yes.
But white van,
completely dead. There's yes. unsalvageable.
Yeah. Off-white?
Pretty yeah. good. Like, okay, so an eggshell van that we start getting like a street team together mm-hmm. and we send them out to lure people in for good things. Like
we educate just, children.
Yeah. You know, for good things, or it's like, you know, just you roll up alongside a park and the first kid who approaches you gets a coupon for a free personal pan pizza.
Or a coupon for a free college education.
Gary is allowed to leave.
Mm, can we that part though? Can we talk about that part?
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what to say about it yet. I feel like I'm not ready to commit.
Okay.
to that last bit.
Maybe there's a use. Maybe that's how we get more people to drive the white vans.
Yeah. We educate them. Yeah. We you know, they get their free college education, which is worth a lot of money these days. Not worth a lot of value, but worth a lot of money.
I don't know how we're going to break even on that.
Can I show you, send you a series of texts? So there's a plumber in my neighborhood that had a sign up that was like, call this person's plumbing.
Okay.
I took a picture of it because it was funny, but I can't find it. That's not the story. I was in my phone looking through just sign though.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a couple images I'd like to send your way.
Okay.
Do you mind if I send you a couple texts?
You may. Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to send you some images and you can react to them and describe them and stuff. Because there's some good ones.
Okay. All right.
In here.
Everybody's favorite segment, Kay describes an image.
Describes images. It's real fun.
Huh.
We all like it.
Okay. So this is...
I take pictures of a lot of good stuff is what I'm learning here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at this.
So, you have taken a picture of an incredibly specific factory. The sign says "Active." It's Active Bolt and Screw Company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they make bolts and screws. You need a lot of those.
Got a nice mascot, though.
They have a very nice mascot. They somehow figured out how to give a bolt and screw like hips, like real mm-hmm. like child, like just like something you can grab onto if you want to get leverage for screwing. If you know what I mean, it's a bolt that is also a lady. has sexy lady eyes and makeup, and it's kind of like holding up and kind of like fluffing up her non-existent hair. And the nut is kind of like screwed halfway up here.
Kind of like hips.
Yeah, kind of like hips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her face is
off center from the line.
Gary, the eyes are very wide set.
The eyes are very wide set, and the screw, the place where you would put in the screwdriver, is also off.
Asymmetrical haircuts are really in style.
That is true. She's got an undercut.
They but they are advertising that they make incredibly defective bolts. Maybe they're cheaper.
Defective bolts. Well, they're cheaper because you get to have sex with them. They're not for construction.
Yeah, no.
They're
no.
active.
This will kill your family if you use them.
Yeah. Then you will leave your wife for this bolt.
This is going to be sheared like right away.
Second one was a little poster I found on my way walking to practice.
Okay.
Last year here.
All right. This is a flyer on a pole.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pumpkin that is carved with like a crown and the words "Dude Mang."
Mm-hmm.
This is for a flyer for a Halloween night. A night of acoustic Ween covers.
Yep.
I'm glad that they give the address so I cannot be there.
Yeah, I can be nowhere near it. This fucking warning. Can you imagine?
I honestly have no opinion
about Halloween?
On Halloween because of Ween, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, possibly, and because people have bad taste in music. But like,
yeah, I honestly, I've probably like heard 30 seconds of a Ween song. I have no opinion other than like it wasn't for me. It is a night of acoustic covers part of this that really, really puts me off.
It's got a real Mostly Madrigals kind of feel to it, right?
Yeah,
like only an evening of acoustic.
Yeah, yeah.
Covers.
Like, oh man, if this is your Halloween night, like, just like take my head, smooth off, bro.
It's very bleak to me as a thing. I took that picture to show to my band guys because we make fun of music.
Of course.
Yeah. And then in response, one of my band guys, Andrew, was at a show where this following band was playing, this third picture I sent you.
Okay.
And this is from their website.
Okay.
And it's just, it's a pretty rough image text combo.
Okay. We got some dudes.
Yep.
The headline here is Get the Scoop. And we have some dudes. We have kind of a like a bourbon connoisseur in the center.
Yep.
Sculpted salt and pepper beard, kind of asymmetrical gelled back haircut.
Like a worse looking version of Brayton to me.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of like a low class Brayton.
Like no Riz Brayton.
Yes.
Present in this.
And then we got two confused lackeys.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are both furrowing their brow. I don't know if the sun is in their eyes in this picture, but they both decided to furrow their brow at the camera.
The man in the center, for all of his flaws, does appear to be confident.
He's smiling.
He is making eye contact with the camera. Both of his dunces are very confused.
Yeah, he's got two furrowing dunces, goons.
The one on the right is like halfway through becoming a beardo, a different kind of beardo. The one on the left...
kind of like a Will Poulter.
Yeah. Like that kind of vibe. I guess that what I can say is if I had that shape of head, I would make a different choice for haircut.
Same. And I would have a beard, I think.
Yeah.
And then the text, though, for what this band is, this is just real cringy shit to me, making fun of a band.
Yeah, yeah. This sentence just keeps getting worse.
The sentence, right? Like the sentence.
I'm not gonna say the name of the band.
No, yeah, don't say the name of the band.
Yeah. Imagine if Neil Young and Janis Joplin had three love children, and those children grew up to like folk rock and hip hop.
Now, can you imagine?
Just
everybody, if you're listening, stop and think about that.
Mm-hmm. Adjust the sliders on the character creator that makes these three men.
Yeah. three love children.
Yeah, yeah. This band combines high energy pop and rock with Pacific Northwest folksy goodness to create a genre bending sound you can kick up your heels to.
Kick up your heels to is like put up your heels.
These men wept for bare naked ladies had no more land left to conquer.
Except that what they do is they just play covers of like, you know, modern funk hits and shit. Mm-hmm. They cover like Scar Tissue.
Okay.
Like that kind of thing.
Completely different. Okay. I was like, are these guys getting up there and like putting a twang on like Curtis Mayfield?
No. No. When they say they enjoyed hip hop, they mean like Scar Tissue.
Oh.
They also they have a second, they started an album and it had some originals on it, and then that wasn't playing. So they started doing all covers, and their second I was joking to Andrew when he sent me this. I was like, as your brother in music, I can't advise or something like that. And then he sent me a thing. Their album is called Brothers in Music. Like, no joke. Yep. Incredible moment for me.
I mean, that's not on my bingo card. That's real simulation phenomena.
It's very
right there.
Fake feeling.
Yeah,
no. It's very rough.
It feels like Andrew might have whipped that up.
It does feel like this is the kind of thing that AI is going to make it like we can't trust anything once it's good enough. So make it just be like, oh, here it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, they're real. I also listened to an audio recording of them playing Scar Tissue.
AI could have made that too.
That is true.
This is not about AI. This is not the AI episode.
Andrew could be pranking me within an inch of my life. Wow. Yeah, rough stuff.
What a trio of pleasures.
Yeah. These guys, the reason why I thought of this, I was trying to find that plumbing thing. I can't find the sign. So you just have to trust me. This could be me doing AI with my voice. Mm.
But also known as lying.
Okay, lying. It was a sign for a plumber. And the theming, if I remember right, it was kind of like dice and cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like a cool guy that way. And it said, we'll be done in a flush. And that was the slogan for it.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
All right, guys.
No, that's not.
And it's a kind of card, like flush,
sorry,
but
bud,
also
you
a
missed.
Toilet flush.
Sorry, you missed, bud.
Yeah, it doesn't. I understand why they thought it was a good idea.
Were they painting the sign as they thought of it?
So it does seem like
it's like, oh no, I can't undo this.
Thing.
Fuck.
Yeah, very B sharps kind of thing is very funny.
Done
as a thing, and that's a white van business,
huh? If I was a plumber and I was trying to
someday you will be, God
thing, willing. I mean, yeah, no. Plumbers contribute to society.
Hey, $48 an hour plus bennies.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Fucking, you got to find something. You got to deal with things people don't want to deal with. But if I was trying to like advertise my business, there's a whole like avenue of plumbers who really like play up the grossness angle of what it is and like done in a flush. Like, you know, just it's a little bit like back in the town where I used to live, there was a smoke shop called the Ashtray, which is very funny because they named their business after the grossest part of everything involved.
The spit bucket. The chaw hole. You know, like, yeah. The open grave for tobacco. The tobacco open grave.
The spittoon.
Yeah.
The jaw surgery.
Yeah, the potter's field of cancer. Like, yeah. Just disgusting.
Yeah, no. But yeah, no, I wouldn't lean into. I would lean on like timeliness. I would lean on cleanliness. I would lean on convenience and peace of mind.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like it's kind of like it's very similar with some overlap to porta potties. And like how there's like Willy Make It and the Honey Bucket. Like there's these ones that are kind of gross.
Oh, yeah.
And I really wish there was one that was just like, we know. You know, like it just like
that could be a whole line of businesses.
That could just even be plumbers, like, too.
We know brands.
We know. Like, and just like there's so many things that would just work for me. We know.
Yeah, we know.
Like I would do We Know Plumbers, and they would show up and the interaction would be like the plumber would show up and you'd be like, yeah, I the toilet was fine. And then I just kind of, and they go, we know. And then they would just, you would go, like, maybe they would give you a personal pan pizza and you go sit in the backyard and eat it while they did their work.
Yeah.
And then the toilet would just work. And then they would shake your hand and you'd be like, thank you. And they'd be like, no, we know. And then that would be it. And then they would bill you. I don't think you would need to talk to them, or they would just come out of your bank account, I think.
Yeah.
I need to not have, you know, I don't want to talk about how I shitted a piece of hardware into an operation.
I don't want to explain why I flushed a chicken bone.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Was it inside me at any point? Yeah. They need not know.
Yeah, really.
You know, was it a substance kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like... I don't know. Let's not talk about it. It's gross. No,
we don't have to. Oh, yeah. We could also call it We Don't Have To.
Yeah, we don't have to. Let's not. Yeah. We know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
That'd be very good.
Otherwise, I don't know what the... Pitching an advertisement for plumbing is difficult because, like, you could go to the, like, we're wrist deep in your shit, you know, as guys. But then also, if you do the opposite, if it's, like, white glove... You know, you have like a picture of a little Monopoly man.
You get Mr. Rooter.
Yeah, that's how you get a Mr. Rooter.
Yeah.
There. Are you familiar with Mr. Plywood in Portland? Now that you're in Portland, we get to do a lot of hyper-specific stuff.
Yeah. Are we getting paid for this?
No, but you're really going to like this logo.
Okay, all right.
Let me find a good example.
Look at him!
Yeah.
Look at him go!
That guy's not too far from either of us. He's really good.
It's a mascot. It is a for like a carpenter, right?
A place that sells plywood.
Place that sells plywood, but their mascot is a carpenter who is shaped like a kite.
He's shaped like a kite. There's two different versions of him. Yeah. Did you find the one with the no eyes? There's two versions of Mr. Plywood. There's like the one that's actually up, and then there's their Facebook page, which has a different drawing.
Okay.
How unnerving does it look? Like, he's always shaped like a kite. Is he wearing a blue overall?
I just went to Google Images.
Okay.
Looks kind of like that. The one with no eyes.
Well, they're showing a couple of different ones of him. It kind of looks like he doesn't have eyes to me. Here, let me, I'll take this picture.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing them like their profile image. I'm seeing some eyes here. It's okay. It's actually a really good idea. Like you could just like make this by painting a square of plywood.
It would
like,
be sick.
You could just make this guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you could have your own Mr. Plywood. This guy's a legend.
Yeah.
Like this thing is awesome. Everyone in Portland loves him. This is how you advertise.
Oh no!
That thing is just hanging up, like not too far from us.
This man got his shine job done. This is Vin Diesel in Pitch Black.
It is. He's been Pitch Blacked. It's not too far from us. Huh. This is the kind of advertising, if you're going to have a plumber, you need to perplex. I think you don't need to have like a white glove society plumbing or a like, we don't mind, get us dirty. Like you want to have something that is confusing and off-putting and can become a local favorite like this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
Mr. Elbow Pipe.
Mr. P-Trap.
You know? Like, yeah
and it is, he's a P-trap with this guy who's been has his eyes burned out, and he's happy to be there, and he looks like he's gonna do a good job, but you need not ask questions.
You don't want this guy to show up at night.
No. I love him. I would like to get one of these. Like, I would get a shirt with this guy on it. He's
no
really
questions
good.
No, specifically the ILS one though.
Yeah, I really like the eyeless one. Yeah. And there's the lesser one that's on their Facebook page. And
That
looks like way too.
That's just cute. That's just cute. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a human. Yeah. I don't like that.
Since we're talking about hardware again, last episode where we're talking about wheelbarrows comes to mind. I did. So playing White Van Racer, I did write down, you know, the math they do it on purpose because it was bone chilling. From Haven, Call of the King, I did also write down the line, but I need that katana to survive.
I do like that.
Which is a line that Haven says in that.
Damn it, well, Haven.
What the fuck is this?
It's a local beer.
It's a local
brewery that made a Mr. Plywood beer.
Oh, that's
fun. Trying to raise Mr. Like Plywood that. Awareness.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I, you know, listeners, now we can get hyper specific now that you live in Portland.
Yeah, yeah. Can we get paid retroactively for this?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll talk to him. I just do it for the love of the game. I just like him as a mascot.
You know, I'm in favor of plywood generally. Yeah.
Like there's a bunch of really good local mascots around here. It kicks ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Good stuff. There's like a kind of like a gay plumbing king. He's a water heater.
Okay.
Nearby. he's kind of like
is he texturally gay?
He looks like George Moreland Plumbing. Let me see if I can find this fabulous fop.
Okay. All right.
Sorry to everyone.
No, that's we're done here.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
This is a 1-2 punch. Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't the right one. I will take a picture of it.
Yeah. Well, okay.
This is a good guy. I like this. This is also a way you can do plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
With this little critter, but there's another guy who I was thinking about who is more foppish than this friend.
Yeah, no, this guy's good. That could also just be like a coffee cup, though.
That is true. Well, that's a good way to disguise your plumbing business.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, like I don't know, we do either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, don't have to talk about it. What you do have to talk about is Patreon.com/FreeTV.
I feel a little bit more comfortable asking for money for this one. Yeah. You can go to Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV, kick us a few bucks a month, and get a whole bunch of bonus content.
Yeah, we would appreciate that. Listen to that bonus content if you buy it. And we think it's worth it. It's a good value. You can also tell your friends about this show. You can rate and review. You can listen to the other shows. You can do all those things. You can post about us on message boards and such. And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
And if you're from overseas, explain to us White Van Man, please.
Please. Yeah. Use the Patreon comments to do that. Because it feels made up.
I would love to hear what actually it means. Yeah. What should they do until next time?
Until next time, remember, this has been Abject Suffering. We're bing bong.